like plants.
Gladiolas,
better than people plants.
And magnolias,
they never do evil plants.
And begonias,
all they ever want is to grow. Plants,
iris,
are smarter than us.
Violets,
they make a living without any fuss.
Us,
water, sun, and air,
and
are
sun.
All they need to grow. I think plants
we are so terrific.
Plants are generous souls.
Well, a very happy February 7th to all Garden Talk listeners out there in Radio Land, and to you, Dave Fazio. Good morning.
Good morning.
I'm Steve Garner, and what a glorious day. It's so funny. I was talking to some friends back in New York and Chicago.
With their nice sunshine warm weather.
I know. I felt guilty. Oh, my gosh.
You know, it's that funny little spring that we have in the middle of January.
And into February. We always get this.
Yeah.
And people forget we get this really temperate weather in the 60s and 70s. And then all of a sudden, usually we get a really heavy cold snap and a lot of rain mid-February through mid-March or so.
Yeah.
And so we're supposed to get a pretty good amount of rain next week. Supposedly.
Yep. Hopefully.
Hopefully.
Yes, we need the rain.
We are definitely. Really down. But be that as it may, it's a glorious, beautiful morning, honestly, to stroll the original certified farmer's market. And he's got his strolling shoes on this morning. It's Dennis Dunn. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Steve and Dave. How are you guys?
We are doing well. Aren't you thrilled to be out in this glorious Sonoma County morning weather?
Well, you know, it's a little bit foggy, a little bit chilly, but I'm walking around with three bottles of hot sauce in my pocket, and it's burning through my Levi's.
Dennis Dunn, well, you're close to the hospital up there, so
that's
you could be treated for second, third degree burns if it's necessary.
That's right. So I hope I don't fall.
Start us off in the land of fruits and vegetables, Dennis.
All right, I'm standing in front of Beet Generation. They've got a beautiful bin of broccoli out. And, yes, they have about seven beautiful Aji Amarillo chilies they get from their greenhouse.
Wow.
We're in February, and they've got fresh Ajis.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty cool. So come by and see those guys. Hopland Heirloom is making their second appearance at the market. That's whose hot sauce I have in my pockets. It's not for sale. They were gifts. But he has the different color beets. He's got the white beets again that people seemed to really enjoy last time they were here. Beautiful tricolor carrots. He's got radicchio. He's got salad mix. I mentioned the beets and persimmons and winter squash out. So come by and say hi to Dave. Let's see, Barb is here, Duncan's Mushrooms, good stuff mushrooms for Super Bowl hors d'oeuvres tomorrow. Lee from Farm Sinclair, and he's got all of his greens out. He's got the Siberian kale and the komatsuna, and he's got spinach and his super mini bok choy.
Super mini.
That's right. Treehouse Farm is here. They've got their microgreens out. They've got radish, broccoli, and arugula. Micros, Ortiz Farm is here, and they've got a little beautiful cauliflower. Speaking of which, I tried the jardinera. I'm doing the test on the muffalata roll today, and hopefully we'll have muffalatas next week here at the market.
Wow, But we've been following Dennis's journey about this for the past couple of weeks. It's exciting.
It's funny. I tasted it yesterday, and I made about a little bit over a half a gallon maybe, and I put one dried Fatale pepper in it, and it was enough to heat the whole. It's not hot, but it's just spicy enough from one dried Fatale and a half a gallon of vegetables.
I don't see how your gut has survived all these years, Dennis.
Well, you know, I also have a whole thing of dried chilies fermenting, and it's actually working. I was worried whether it was going to work or not, but it's actually working really well. I should have some hot sauce here in a couple of weeks.
Well, I think that the hot sauce explains your immense power and stamina and longevity. What else in fruits and vegetables?
Let's see. I'm at Winter Sister Farms, our winter favorite farm. They've got beautiful radishes out, leeks, purple sprouting broccoli, whatever that is, radicchio, and spinach. And, of course, they've got potatoes and carrots as well. So stop by and say hi to them. And, of course, Singing Frog Farm, and they've got all their brassicas out and Brussels sprouts and the like. So come on down. We got lots of stuff.
Fruit-wise,
let's see. Ponce has citrus, apples, citrus. Schledowitz has citrus. let's see. David Hoplin still has some persimmons. And, the folks from down south, Shoup Farm and Williamson Farm is here, and they have avocados and strawberries. And Michael from Jewel Dates is here as well.
That sounds fantastic.
Yep, we're doing okay.
All right, stroll on over to Carnivorous Corner.
Let's see. Anna's Seafood today has crab, live and cooked. The cooked is $9.85 a pound, I believe. She also has whole striped bass, and they're not huge. They'd be probably perfect to throw on a grill tomorrow. You know, score them, maybe put some marinade on them and throw them on the grill real quick. It'd be really good. So they've got that. Hector's here, and he's got his cuts of beef. Achadina is here with their cheeses and eggs, and they've got pork and beef today. Oh, and chicken. Silverside Ranch has pork, beef, chicken, and eggs. I forgot our friends at Mount Eton Cheese. He's got, of course, all kinds of different cheeses out. And, of course, Strauss Family Creamery, and need I say no anymore. And Chef Thibault has all of his salumes. He's got sandwiches today. So I'm taking home a pastrami sandwich along with my hot sauces. But he's got ham and all that kind of good stuff, too.
Boy, I'm already full. And I'm not even at Carb Corner and Sweet Street yet.
We're there now, though.
Okay. Well, it looks good.
Okay, Cousteau's is here. They've got all their crusty breads out. Biscotti, coffee cakes, you name it, they've got it. Full Circle is here with all of their goodies and sliced breads and crunchy breads. Cacao Bakery is here with all of their vegan goodies. Mendocino Baking with all of their gluten-free stuff. And Sweet House with their baklava is here as well.
Boy, oh boy, you should definitely put that down on your to-do list for next Saturday, Valentine's Day. I'm wondering if any of the bakers are going to be doing anything special next Saturday, Dennis.
Oh, I'm sure they will. Bakery is back from New Hampshire, but came home with a cold, so she's not here, but she'll be back next week.
Okay.
So I'm sure she will. She's always good for stuff like that.
Okay, then head on over. Next stop is Prepared Foods.
Let's see. Mama Yali's is here with all of their dim sum and the like. Italian Corner, let's see if they've got any specials today. Nope, but they do have ready-made meals. They've got lasagna di carne. They've got meatballs, arancini, chicken lasagna, panna cotta, tiramisu, cannelloni. And then, of course, you can get their fresh pastas and their sauces if you want to do it yourself. The Green Grocer is here with all of his mix of good breakfast and lunch stuff. Shobu Japanese is here, and of course they've got their sushi bowls and all that. Small Pie Pizza is here, who I forgot to mention last week, and I feel really, really bad about it. But Small Pie Pizza is here, and he's got the pizza ovens going. And, of course, Mi Fiesta. And Mi Fiesta has expanded their menu today for Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. So not only do they have the regular stuff, you know, the tamales and enchiladas, mm-hmm. the chili rellenos, they've got bean dips, they've got queso fresco, cheese dips, bean dips, along with all of their other stuff.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And tell me, is there any music today, Dennis?
Unfortunately, the Market Trubero got into a car accident yesterday. He's okay.
Oh.
But he's doing fine, but he can't make it today. So I think I'm going to be singing the tunes of ABBA today.
No, we want people to come to the market, Dennis. Well, please, if you talk to Hank, please wish him a speedy recovery. We'll miss him today at the market.
Yeah.
So, by the way, what are your – I'm sure you have some big Super Bowl plans for tomorrow. What are they?
Going to my friend's house, where we usually go every year, and I think we're going to go back to the jardinera. I'm going to take the jardinera and throw it in the food processor. Pulse it, throw in some anchovies, a little bit of olive oil, and red wine vinegar, and I'm going to get a baguette from Cousteau's and make a tapenade.
Man, oh man, that sounds fantastic.
Yep, that's my plan, I'm sticking to it.
Does he have like a 96-inch screen to watch the Super Bowl tomorrow?
There is. They've got basically two living rooms right next to each other, both with large sectional couches, with TVs in each. It's actually funny because usually one's like 3 seconds behind the other, so it's almost like doing the wave. Somebody will cheer in one room, and then it'll cruise it over to the other room.
Sounds like you're going to have a ball. But today, have a ball at the Original Certified Farmers Market. It's our longest-running year-round farmers market since the late 1960s. What a history here in Sonoma County. It deserves your patronage, and they're there to serve you. Will not be disappointed. They have a tremendous variety of all kinds of locally produced foods, both growers and producers that are there to serve you this morning. Make it part of your Saturday morning routine. 8:30 to 1 o'clock today at the Luther Burbank Center. That's 60 seconds off Highway 101 at the Mark West Springs River Road exit. Look for the white fluttering tents and you will have found it. Lots of free parking, lots of friendly faces. You'll run into possibly a neighbor or so. I always do when I go. And you'll talk to the farmers and the producers that bring you the food every Saturday morning. Make it part of your Saturday morning tradition. So, Dennis, who are you rooting for tomorrow?
I can't remember who's playing. I don't really care. But probably New England, I guess. I don't know.
Probably.
I don't really care.
Oh, okay.
Not Seattle, huh?
Not Seattle, huh? What, do you got a grudge against Seattle?
Not really. I don't have a grudge against any of them, but I like Boston clam chowder.
I knew there was a reason. Thank you, Dennis, and we'll talk next Saturday.
All right. You guys be good. We'll see you later.
Take care.
Well, Seattle has good clam chowder, too. I didn't want to get into an argument with him on the air. But I'm rooting for Seattle since my brother lives in Seattle. I would like to see a West Coast team, although I'm nothing against New England. I think it's the ideal matchup, isn't it? West Coast, East Coast.
Yeah.
It's a great. And where will you be spending Super Bowl?
Probably at home in the garden.
We think it's probably going to be a great time to go to one of our parks tomorrow afternoon and stroll around in this beautiful weather.
Nice weather, and everybody else will be watching the Super Bowl, so you'll have the whole park to yourself, probably.
Well, we're glad you out there in Radio Land are listening to Garden Talk Live with Dave Fazio. Dave, the proud owner, founder of the Sonoma Mission Gardens back in 1975, 50-plus years. It's a remarkable achievement. Dave has taught over 30 years at the Santa Rosa Junior College in the horticulture department, retired, and also has, of course, consulted and designed and installed thousands of landscapes throughout the Bay Area, both residential and commercial, and spent 17 years answering garden talk questions from 1991 to 2007 when he stepped back and Gwen Kilcher came aboard. Gwen stepped back, retired, moved up to Oregon a couple years ago, and we encouraged, enticed Dave to please return to answer gardening questions, and we're thrilled that he is here. So you really can't do much better than to talk to Dave Fazio before you make any purchases, whether it's too early or too late to plant, fill in the blank, whether it's too early or too late to prune, fill in the blank. Some plants may not be looking up to what you would like them to look up to. Talk to Dave Fazio. He'll give you some great remedial based on long century, half a century in the garden advice, not something that just came out of a textbook. He's been there. He's done it. He's still gardening after all these years and would love to chat with you this morning. Put him to work this morning. Call Dave, 707-636-1350. He'd love to chat with you this morning. Joe, our producer in the other room, ready to take calls. No one on hold at the moment, so a great time to get in with your gardening questions. If email's your bag, steve@ksro.com, that will connect you with Dave. Of course, the advantage of that is you can send us a photo or two of a plant that may not looking as good as you feel it should be. Dave can give you some great diagnostic advice. steve@ksro.com. or 707-636-1350.
Chilled Dungeness crab. Just the words bring to mind the fresh smell of the ocean, crashing waves, and a bountiful table. House-made clam chowder, savory pasta salad, crisp green salad, crusty on the outside, soft on the inside, fresh-baked French bread. Now is the time to make your reservation for the next crab feed at the Tides Wharf Restaurant in Bodega Bay. Two Fridays a month from 5 to 9 o'clock through March. Reserve now at inatthetides.com. Right across the road, the Inn at the Tides offers special hotel room rates for crab feed guests, including a complimentary bottle of wine upon arrival and breakfast. Enjoy the gorgeous Sonoma Coast this winter. The air is brisk and clean, and shops, galleries, restaurants, and outdoor activities await you. Or simply relax in the comfort of your ocean view room. Don't miss out. Go to inatthetides.com now to book your crab feed and overnight stay. inatthetides.com.
Simpson Sheet Metal is helping local kids become million-word readers through Read on Sonoma. 85% of students met their reading goal this year, nearly double from 3 years ago. Our students read more than 591 million words, more than twice the national average. A special shout-out to Kenwood Elementary, the first school where all students met their reading goal. Congratulations and keep up the good work. Here's Barbie Simpson, owner of Simpson Sheet Metal.
One of the things I cherish most in my life is my grandkids. Spending time with them gives me such great joy. As they've grown, I've seen their reading skills and comprehension increase, along with their interest in the world around them. Being a grandparent is one of the greatest joys of my life.
Children who learn to read at grade level by third grade are more likely to graduate from high school and overall do better in life. Simpson Sheet Metal and Read on Sonoma, dedicated to improving children's lives in Sonoma County. ReadOnSonoma.org.
The Sonoma County Legal Line can provide you with answers to your legal questions regarding family law from Elisa Ehrlich and her team.
My husband is leaving, and he says he's entitled to half my retirement savings. Is that true?
My wife and I are getting divorced. How do I make sure that I can keep seeing my kids?
Divorce can be emotionally devastating and legally confusing. Hi, I'm Elisa Ehrlich, certified legal specialist in family law. I have experience with child custody, divorce, support, and property division. We'll help you with the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership and get you through it with compassion and understanding, all while protecting your legal rights.
How do I protect myself and my kids and make sure we have enough money to live on during the separation and divorce process?
Elisa Ehrlich and her team will guide you through the challenging issues of divorce and domestic partnership with compassion and understanding, always protecting your legal rights. Call 284-9626. That's 284-9626. Or go to SonomaCountyLegalLine.com.
KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It is Garden Talk Live at KSRO. I'm Steve Garner. Good morning out there in Radio Land, along with Dave Fazio. This is live radio. It's not pre-recorded. It's not coming in from a satellite feed somewhere from who knows where. It's locally based Sonoma, Marin, Lake, Napa, the Bay Area, and has been answering gardening questions since 1987. And we're so happy that you're joining us this morning. If you'd like a chat with Dave Fazio about anything that's growing or not growing to your satisfaction, share that with us and not only help yourself, but also help many other listeners who will benefit, because these things go in waves, don't they? It seems like people have similar garden problems happening at the same time every year.
Yeah, it's that time of the year where people will be asking about Daphne and other things going on at this point in time, and before long we'll be looking at tomatoes and impatient questions.
707-636-1350. We have a line open. You can get in and ask questions and chat with Dave Fazio now, or you can shoot us an email when the coffee or tea kicks in. And that's steve@ksro.com. I understand that Sonoma Mission Gardens has Daphne odora marginata in stock.
Oh, yeah. It's that time of the year where, you know, Daphne for your darling. Valentine's Day is right around the corner.
And you have them in 1 and 3 gallon cans.
Yeah, and it makes a great gift to the one you love.
So I'm looking at the website, Happy Valentine's Day, and it says, this hardy evergreen shrub blooms every Valentine's Day. Now, that's a huge statement, because there's very few things in life that are, you can count on.
Regular, yeah.
But I must tell you that the Daphne that we purchased from Sonoma Mission Gardens over 17 years ago, that we still have in a lovely container in the front courtyard, just bloomed about 2 weeks ago. Just started blooming. I mean,
yeah.
And it's really cranking up the perfume, especially with this warm weather.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my gosh. I don't think we've had the bouquet this intense in a long time.
Yeah, and in the courtyard, you'd really notice it, too.
Yeah.
It's great. And the thing about Daphne is a lot of people don't realize that Daphne will tolerate almost full sun if you give it enough water. And the deer don't particularly care for it.
Oh, that's another big plus.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, our Daphne in our previous home lasted 25 years when we were there, and it was established when we bought the house. So who knows how long this Daphne? So it can be pretty long lived.
Oh yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and for the price you pay for a Daphne, to have it last all those years beats going to dinner.
That's true.
You know,
with the price we're going out to dinner, you bet.
Mm-hmm.
When I read that you're having Daphne for sale at Sonoma Mission Gardens, I found a great article that we talked about a few times over the years from 2001 in the Chronicle. And it's Ask Dr. Hort, Victor Yule, who wrote this column for many, many years. And the writer said, "Hi, Victor. I'm a true Daphne fanatic. My Daphne odora marginata is now about 12 years old. Planted in my Berkeley Hills garden, my favorite blooming event of the year, etc., etc." She wants to know if there's any tricks for maximizing the number of blooms it produces. She says, "We've never fertilized it, and we provide some summer water. Any more recommendations?" And I'll just chime in. We've never fertilized our Daphne at the Garner household either.
Well, but if you have it in a pot, giving it a little bit of rhododendron, azalea, camellia food, or citrus food once in a while is really good. They're not heavy feeders, but maybe 3 times a year or something would be ideal. It would cause it to do a little more growing and a little more blooming.
Oh, okay. He replies, Yours is a most remarkable success story, equaled only by my Daphne Odora Alba, mm-hmm. which he grills in Lafayette. And is that a good Daphne also, the Alba?
It's harder to find, but it has a white blossom instead of the pinky rose one.
All that's the difference.
That's what Alba's all about, yeah.
Okay. Do you ever carry that one in Sonoma Mission Gardens?
On rare occasion when we can find them. It's not as popular as the regular Daphne Odora Marginata. And the Marginata is the pink variety with the yellow margin on the leaf.
Mm-hmm.
And then just Daphne Odora is the pink variety with green leaves.
Oh, that's
no
the difference.
Margin. Oh. Yeah.
You know your Daphne. But here's what I thought was really interesting, what Victor said in the articles. By the way, Daphne is difficult in this area. Dr. Hort knows of one well-known garden designer who cautions his clients that Daphne is sadly prone to Daphnicide at any time without any apparent reason. One crusty Modesto nurseryman I know who sells Daphne always warns the customers, this plant will die. Maybe in 2 days, maybe in 2 months, maybe in 2 years. But one day you'll walk outside and it will be dead. Now, having said that, I must tell you that our Daphne that lasted 25, 30 years, we walked out one day and all of a sudden it just didn't look good. Are we that unobservant that we didn't notice that Daphne was declining? It seemed like it's kind of happened.
A lot of times it does, just almost overnight, and it'll go into a kind of a wilting stage. It looks like it needs water, and people throw more water at it, mm-hmm. and it just increases the fungal problem that the Daphne is suffering from.
Okay.
And you may lose it.
Well, do you agree that it's difficult in this area?
As long as it's got good drainage, I would say no.
Mm-hmm.
I don't find it to be particularly difficult. But if you have it like in a pot that doesn't drain well, or you're watering too much, or in the ground where it doesn't drain too well, you'll find that it'll be difficult to grow.
We have our Daphne in a pot on rocks.
So
large
it's lifted
rocks.
Up and there's plenty
lifted
of drainage.
Lifted up about 2.5-3 inches.
Yeah.
And so it's done well that way. But he writes, and I agree with him 100%, still, the incredible fragrance is worth all the risk.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
And he just said, continue to do whatever it is you're doing or you're not doing that making your Daphne thrive. Don't mess with success. And he mentions, if you can find these, you might want to try Daphne Mertensiana. Do you know this one?
Mertensiana, yeah.
Is an ornamental summer flowering cousin of your Daphne. A little shrub grows 1.5 feet high, 3 feet wide. Have you ever had that in the nursery?
On occasion, again, some of the other Daphnes besides the Odora are hard to find.
Oh.
There's not a lot of people that grow them, but there's quite a number of Daphne out there. Daphne Neorum is another one that is a summer bloomer.
Yeah, he mentions that.
That's really nice.
Do you ever get that one?
Occasionally.
No. Yeah. And the one final one he mentions is Daphne Caucasica Leucantha. Leucanth? Leucanthe.
I've heard of it, and yeah. I can't place it in my mind right at the moment what it looks like.
Yeah,
but there are a number of them, and some of them are smaller growing. Some of them bloom at a different time of the year, but most all of them are fairly heavily scented.
Boy, I'd love to get a hold of one that blooms in the summer. That would be very exciting.
Daphne Neorum's a nice summer blooming one. It's a little bit more erect in its growth, and the leaves are smaller and more of a kind of a blue-gray color to them.
But it has the nice odor,
yeah.
Perfume
when it's okay. Blooming.
We'll take a break, and we'll come back, and we'll tell you about a wonderful seed saver exchange event going on next week, because we know you're going to be very busy next Saturday. So we want to tell you about it today. It's Garden Talk Live. With Dave Fazio, I'm Steve Garner in the KSRO Greenhouse.
Sonoma County's News Talk, KSRO, on FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and Windsor, and now at 96.9 in Petaluma.
Did you know Sebastopol Hardware has a huge pet center, including live fish, tanks, and accessories? How's your bearded dragon? What about your snake, gecko, or turtle? Reptile and amphibian diets are so important. The Sebastopol Hardware Pet Center carries heat lamps, water dishes, and dietary supplements. For feathered friends, specialized seed blends and a great selection of toys, medicated and non-medicated chicken feed too, plus a full range of food, treats, toys, beds, and care supplies for your cats and dogs. Essentials for your small critters too. Shop local and save on Super Saturdays, the first Saturday of the month, with store-wide savings from pet supplies to hardware and garden. You'll get 20% off almost everything. Seniors 60 plus also save 20% on Senior Wednesday, the first Wednesday of each month, unless the store is closed for a holiday. Sebastopol Hardware, celebrating 60 years of serving Sonoma County and proudly supporting the Sonoma County Humane Society and Compassion Without Borders. Visit online at sebastopolhardware.com.
It is I, George Washington. Let me tell you about a President's Day sale from Big O Tires.
No, listen to me. I'm the honest one.
I got this, Abe. It's really no big deal.
I'll make the declaration. I'm on the $100 bill.
You're not even a president, Ben.
Now through February 22nd, buy three, get one free of four select in-stock Big O branded tires with installation purchase. Big O Tires, the team you trust. Installation required. Disposal fees and shop fees extra were permitted. See store for pricing. Eligibility may vary. Not valid with other offers.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah, I got this. Okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Traveling can be stressful, but it doesn't have to be. Next time you're planning a trip, fly out of the Charles M. Scholl Sonoma County Airport. With quick and easy check-in, on-site parking, and direct flights to 11 destinations, flying out of STS is the perfect way to start your journey. And with its convenient location, your trip starts sooner at STS. Grab a bite to eat, a glass of wine, and enjoy the beautiful new terminal. Book your next trip today at flysts.com. STS, half the distance, twice the experience.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
I'm KSRO's Jeff Woodworth with Sonoma County's most accurate, most dependable forecast. Following a fairly foggy morning, we can look to a mix of sunshine, clouds, and around a 20% chance of light showers to give us daytime highs in the mid-60s. Later this evening, we can look to partly cloudy skies to leave us with overnight lows in the mid to low 40s. Looking ahead, heavier rainfall is expected around Tuesday. Depend on weather every 30 minutes on FM News Talk 103.5 and 96.9 KSRO.
Garner and Dave Fazio in the KSRO greenhouse, and this is the season that everyone is out there swapping seeds. Everyone's thinking about swapping seeds around this time, January, February, March.
Well, it's about the right time to be planting a lot of your vegetable seeds, or summer vegetable seeds, or summer flower seeds too, and stuff. It would be now that you'd get them started so they'd be ready to transplant after the danger of frost has passed.
Well, then this is the right time to be thinking about next Saturday. We know you might already have Valentine's Day plans, listeners, but if you can swing it from 10 to noon, there's a wonderful event happening at the Petaluma Bounty and Master Gardeners Seed Swap 2026. And to tell us about it is Susie Grady. Hi, Susie. Welcome to the show. You're on with me, Steve, and Dave Fazio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Glad to be here.
Nice to talk with you again. Would you give us an update about the status of the Petaluma Bounty? When we talked last year, there was certainly some very scary funding issues and a possible closure and maybe reorganizing. Where are you at as of this moment?
Yeah, so I'm so happy to be able to give you this update. We're here at the farm today, and we're starting our first Saturday volunteer. And so we're still here. And we found a temporary fiscal sponsor. We're able to restart the contracts that we had. And we've had a number of community members and companies and foundations come forward and help us. We're still fundraising to cover the gap of the funding losses that we had. But we are starting our season here for 2026. And so...
Well, I must tell you, it was so uplifting to learn that you're doing this. I didn't expect this to be happening again. And then when I got the email that you were, my spirits were lifted. Would you give us just a quick historical look about how the Petaluma Bounty got started and when that was?
Sure. We got started out of a community needs assessment that was done in 2004 through 2006. To identify the greatest unmet need in Petaluma at the time. This was done by the Hub of Petaluma, and the results were access to fresh fruits and vegetables. But the founders of Petaluma Bounty, from the beginning, took a multifaceted approach to community food security. It's not that we're a community garden organization. We're not a one thing. We take multiple approaches to community food security so that we support food recovery. We support community gardens. We have an educational production farm. We support nutrition incentives, which means an end user subsidy that brings down the cost of the produce to low-income consumers while still getting the farmers the full value of their product. We do a lot, and we did a lot from the beginning. And the farm started in 2008, and we've been operating. I've been here since 2010, and we've been operating and manifesting different programs since the beginning, having it be community driven. What are the barriers to fresh fruits and vegetables, and how can we work together as a community to address those barriers and gaps?
Right, this is marvelous. It's great organization.
How big is your farm?
Our farm, the land is a little under 3 acres. In previous seasons, we have farmed 1 acre in row crops and 1/4 acre in orchard, so fruit trees.
Wonderful.
Sorry, I'm running around the farm trying to find a quiet spot, and I just went next to the chicken. So I'll try to find a quieter spot.
Now, are the people that work on the farm or take care of the farm, is this all volunteer?
The vast majority of us are volunteers. I am a paid staff member, and we have another paid staff member right now. Part of the transition from last year is we went from 4 full-time staff members to 2 full-time staff members. And so for the 2026 season, we're probably not going to do as comprehensive of a production season, but we will focus our produce to go to our partnerships at Petaluma Health Center, and we're hoping to distribute the produce here to some of the residents of the 5 affordable housing sites within walking distance.
Wonderful.
Marvelous. The Seed Swap 2026, besides coming to get seeds, you have seeds to give away. You can mm-hmm. also, you're also going to be doing this year a cookbook and gardening book exchange?
Yes. Yeah, that's been something I've been wanting to do for a while. And it's, you know, it's just that thing, like, people, one person's, I mean, one man's trash is another man's treasure, right? And it's like sharing the abundance and, you know, just what I'm not using might be useful to you. Mm-hmm. And together we have enough. So, you know, just, and also one of the volunteers just realized, well, we had an interaction and one was like, I need to buy a calendar. And the other one was like, I have 5 calendars. I have way too many. And so now someone's bringing their extra calendars, you know, and it's just, what can we do to support each other? And that also reflects like our ethic with the food recovery. Like, how do we turn a food waste problem into a food access solution, mm-hmm. right? And so we support a network of people. If you have a backyard tree and it's dropping fruit, there's ways that you can get that into the local pantry system. So,
wonderful.
I'm excited.
Do you have a website that we can access?
PetalumaBounty.org.
PetalumaBounty.org. All this and much more is on the website. So put this on the calendar next Saturday from 10 to noon. You know, while you're going there, you can be listening to Garden Talk at 10 o'clock and participate in the annual Seed Swap Day in partnership with the Master Gardeners of Sonoma County. They'll be on hand. Seeds have generously been donated by Petaluma Seed Bank and Swallowtail Garden Seeds. What do we need to bring with us, like little plastic bags or magic markers to write the seeds? What should we bring?
Yeah, bring your own seed envelopes, whatever you use, because some of the seed is going to come in bulk. And so you'll scoop it out of whatever it's contained in and put it into your own envelope. We're hoping people bring seed to share, too.
Oh.
You know, like if you have extra seed or you tried that tomato variety and it really didn't work at your home, but you want somebody else to try it. Bring it. So those are a few things. I know people are going to wonder. We were a compost drop site for Zero Waste Sonoma in the past. We will be continuing that partnership, but we do not have compost at this time.
Okay.
So if you're hoping to get your compost, not yet.
Okay, but seeds and more seeds. Bring seeds, take seeds, learn seed tips from the Master Gardeners. It's 10 to noon on Valentine's Day. What a perfect time to have this.
Yeah.
55 Shasta Avenue in Petaluma. Swing on by. You don't need to make reservations. Check it out and become a part of it. And then maybe you'll decide that you would like to devote a few hours a week to volunteering a couple days a week or one day a week. Susie, best of luck. I have actually quite a number of cookbooks and gardening books I'd like to bring by, if that's okay.
That's fantastic. Yeah.
Okay.
And we'll, you know, we'll keep passing them on. If they don't find homes this time, we'll find your orphan books a place to be useful.
Fabulous. Thank you for spending a few minutes with Dave Fazio and me today.
Congratulations on all the good you do for the community, yeah. too.
Thanks. It's really an honor. I hope people continue to help.
You
Take
bet.
Care.
Thanks, Susie. Susie Grady, Executive Director of Petaluma Bounty, talking with us this morning. It's so glad that they found funding sources to continue their great work.
Hola, chicas. ¿Estás lista para sentirte fabulosa? This is Karina Lozano, your surgical coordinator, here to take care of you at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Our goal is to help you achieve the confidence you deserve. If you're thinking about a breast augmentation to enhance your curves or a cosmetic breast surgery to feel more comfortable in your skin, Dr. Tom es tu opción. Looking for something extra? Try Smart Lipo. Say goodbye to that stubborn fat and hola a una silueta increíble. Voted best cosmetic surgeon 9 years in a row at Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery, we're here for you. Porque te lo mereces. And all is done under local anesthetic. Quicker recovery and less downtime. Llámanos hoy y agenda tu consulta. Es hora de ser la mejor versión de ti misma.
Dr. Tom Cosmetic Surgery. Online at drtomcosmetic.com. That's drtomcosmetic.com.
Let's stay young together. Transform your home with Milgard energy-efficient windows and doors from DJ's Sash and Glass. DJ's is a Milgard certified dealer, so your choices are wide open when it comes to selecting beautifully designed Milgard windows and patio doors. Add a touch of class to your glass. Call DJ's Sash and Glass at 546-7344. Online at djsglass.com. djsglass.com. Service when you need it.
Oh, how's that flu, babe? Did you take DayQuil Intense Flu yet?
Nah, I got this. Okay, I don't got this.
You stay on the couch, and I'll grab the DayQuil.
Undo your flu symptoms with DayQuil Intense Flu. DayQuil Intense Flu provides powerful relief of your flu symptoms.
I'm ready for that to-do list.
Wow, you do got this.
DayQuil Intense Flu, the daytime coughing, aching, fever, under your flu medicine. Use as directed. Keep out of reach of children.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times? You're playing the lute.
Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
KSRO welcomes Total Home Comfort with Ungaro and Sons to our Ask the Expert series. Every other Thursday at noon, your host, Anthony Romelli of Ungaro and Sons, discusses every aspect of home comfort, from heating to cooling to plumbing to electrical to solar. It's the Total Home Comfort Show with Anthony Romelli of Ungaro and Sons, trusted home service since 1932. Every other Thursday at noon on KSRO. KSRO, AM, FM, and online. Depend on it.
It's Garden Talk Live with Dave Fazio and me, Steve Garner. It's our Super Bowl edition. No, it's not. It has nothing to do with Super Bowl at all. It's Garden Talk as always, 707-636-1350, or you can shoot us an email just as Artie has, and that email is steve@ksro.com. It says, good morning, Steve and Dave. This year we are losing several oranges. They're becoming brown, discolored, and dropping. See photo, which we're looking at now. All the oranges aren't dropping, just more than we'd like. Is there something we need to do in the future to eliminate this problem? We feed them. They get watered regularly here out in Bennett Valley. Love the show. Learned a lot by listening. So here's the photo of these oranges. And boy, they do have a bad color and look kind of dried out, don't they?
Well, it's not. Yeah, and I don't know if it's drying or if it's the beginning of, what do they call it, spongy end disease or something like that, that it gets soft and mushy and is a fungal problem. I'd like to do a little bit of research on this week. If you're only losing a few of them, I probably wouldn't worry about it too much. But if it's like a third of your crop or something, then I might get concerned. And, you know, it's natural for all fruit trees to drop some fruit. They do a certain amount of natural thinning. Usually they do it earlier in the year than now on the citrus. But they look like they might be developing a little bit of a fungal problem. But I would really like to do a little more research, and when I'm back in 2 weeks, I'll let you know more.
Okay. And see, luckily, they said it's not affecting all the oranges, all the fruit, just some of the fruit. And I'd be curious, has this been going on for several years? Has this just started suddenly? So I'm going to follow up with, they're not listening, an mm-hmm. email question to give you a little more to go on, Dave.
Yeah. And if you can send those pictures over to me, that would
I
be
will.
Great.
I will. 707-636-1350 for Dave Fazio and Garden Talk Live. And I know you've been wondering about our Garden Talk poem that we've been doing for umpteen years, always in January. But here it's now February. Well, we got a late start this year, but you'll be thrilled to know that the poet herself, who wrote our most favorite garden poem in the entire world, is joining us in the KSRO greenhouse this morning.
Yeah, we're very fortunate between Sandy and also the Occidental Choir and stuff. What has happened with our program as local artists are concerned.
It's really become a touchstone for gardeners throughout Sonoma County and other areas of Northern California. Mm-hmm. And so thank heavens we're going to be reading that poem better late than never next hour when we welcome the author. And she's not only just written this poem, she's written a number of books, children's gardening books. She's an accomplished gardener on her own. And if you've never had a chance to hear her read this, along with Dave Fazio, they're really ready for the Broadway stage. When you hear this, it'll just move you.
Oh, yeah. We're going to make headlines.
Okay. I am a master of hyperbole, as you just noticed. And I should just tell you that at 11 o'clock this morning, the lovely Emily Ashland will be in for the Good Food Hour, and we'll be welcoming Brian Terry. He's written 6 best-selling cookbooks. He's a major force in the world of cookbooks, and he's a professor of culinary. He's remarkable. He's joined us many times over the past 10, 12 years, and he was chosen to be the editor of the Best American Food and Travel Writing series of this past year, and Bryant will be joining Emily and to me to talk about some of his favorite stories that he edited from this wonderful compilation. And we have a copy to give away to you this morning. We'll mail that out to you at the end of that portion of the show. And then Jeff and Susan Maul will be coming in, the proud owners and chocolatiers from Volo Chocolate in Windsor. We'll be talking chocolate, a pre-Valentine's Day treat for our listeners this morning.
Oh, man, I can't believe this.
Hey, Greg. Whoa, your car. You got sideswiped.
Yeah, just what I need, another pain in the neck.
Sorry, man, but hey, I know an auto body guy.
No thanks, I have an auto body guy.
No, seriously, you should go to Randy Hansen Auto Body.
Wow, Randy Hansen is my auto body guy.
Oh, that's awesome. I took my car there after my accident last year, and the front office people were great. I had no problem getting an appointment. The prices were super competitive. I got a free loaner car, and they did quality work. And they even dealt with the insurance company.
Time to call Randy Hansen Auto Body.
If your car's been in an accident, trust Randy Hansen Auto Body to fix it right and deal with the insurance company. After your vehicle is fixed, Randy Hansen Auto Body will even have it cleaned, sanitized, and detailed at no extra charge. In business for over 34 years, same location, same owners. Randy Hansen Auto Body, 2080 Llano Road in Santa Rosa, and online at randyhansenautobody.com.
I finally feel like myself again.
I hear Sarah's story all the time.
After years of putting everyone else first, kids, work, life, I felt deflated.